No, but we expect him.
We got his present.
What? When? I mean, well, you two haven't been out shopping alone, have you?
It was delivered.
What was delivered?
It's something he doesn't have and anybody would want.
And it only cost us 78 cents and 29 cents.
But it's worth a lot more.
You'll never guess.
Oh, probably not.
Come and see it!
Home.
Did we enjoy East Africa, sir?
Well, a little hectic at first. Everybody was shouting orders in six different languages, but how's everything with the kids?
Well, you know, sir, rather like East Africa. A little chaotic at first, but once we'd made our position clear, we had no further difficulty. They petitioned to stay up and greet you, sir, but we ruled against it.
Very sensible. Very sensible.
We suggested that they meet you in the morning, sir.
Why? All right, you can come out now.
Hi, Uncle Phil.
Hi.
Well, I missed you, too.
We weren't supposed to stay up, but Mrs. Beasley couldn't sleep.
I know it's rather late, sir, but if you'd care for a bath,
My word. Mrs. Beasley had insomnia.
Now that Mrs. Beasley's seen Uncle Bill, she can go to sleep.
Uncle Bill!
Hi, Sissy. Oh, wait a minute. I got some things from Africa for you guys. Now, that's for you, Sissy.
Beautiful.
And this is for Buffy.
Thanks, Uncle Bill. What is it?
Well, it's a giraffe, honey. Giraffe. He can play with Mrs. Beasley. And that's for you, Jody.
Thanks, Uncle Bill. Whatever it is.
Well, it's an ant farm, see? Real, live, genuine East African ants.
It's just what I wanted. If I knew there was stuff like this.
Here, Uncle Bill.
Hey, what's this?
For once, it's a present for you.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
It's a tie.
Oh, a tie.
I knitted it for you while you were in East Africa.
You know, nobody ever knitted a tie for me before. Thank you, Sissy. It's the nicest present I ever had. Hey, come on. Everybody get to bed. I know I'm sleepy, even if Mrs. Beasley isn't. Now, go on, get out of here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night.
Night. Night, kids.
East African ants, sir.
Now, don't worry about it, French. If they give us any trouble next time, I'll bring back an anteater.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
We never give him anything.
I didn't know we were supposed to.
I thought Sissy was knitting that tie for herself.
I say 78 cents.
I got 29 cents.
That's almost a whole dollar.
It's a lot of money.
But Uncle Bill already has everything.
Let's ask him what he wants.
No, then it wouldn't be a surprise. We have to find something wonderful. Wrap it up and yell surprise.
Okay.
Rosie.
Rosie, will you look who's here? With smiles on their faces, sugar in their hands, and hope in their hearts.
Hi, Mr. McGovern.
Hi, Rosie.
I agree, Rosie. Very aptly put.
What did she say?
That the sight of you is sweeter than the sugar.
Oh, enough of this nonsense. Come along, children.
Goodbye, Mr. McGovern.
Bye, Rosie.
Come see us again soon. Mr. French. A special goodbye to you from the Rose of Killarney.
Let's ask him.
Sure, he knows everything.
Mr. French, if you were Uncle Bill, what kind of a present would you like?
Oh, you wish to buy Mr. Davis a gift?
Sissy gave him a tie, and he looked real happy.
We got a lot of money to spend.
But Uncle Bill already has everything.
Well, then, I would say that a gift certificate would be practical.
I don't know what that is.
I know. It isn't something I would like.
Well, a gift certificate is the best, and that is my suggestion.
I know what to do.
What?
Let's watch Uncle Bill and see what he needs. Come on.
What's on your mind?
Nothing.
Just resting.
Lose something?
Oh, I've never got a pen when I need it. French! What are you two grinning at?
You don't have a pen.
So funny about that?
Yes, sir.
We got a pen around?
Oh, I think so, sir. Mrs., this one was in your gray tweed suit, sir. And this one, sir, you left in your suitcase, a special ceremonial gift pen from the government of Thailand. And this one's...
One is enough, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I gotta get dressed.
You sure have pens.
There's got to be something else.
Well, still resting?
We like to watch you in our spare time.
You broke your keyring.
Thanks, I wouldn't have known.
Uncle Bill?
Huh?
You need a new keyring.
Right you are. Now, you pick out the one you like best.
Where did you get all those key rings?
Oh, from people that didn't know what to give me.
Hi, Mr. McGovern.
Wish! What do we have here? Oh, themselves, the two lambs and the English shepherd.
Now, look, you two, you may stay here till I come out of the shop. But don't move away from the spot, you understand?
I'll be watching them, sir.
We got Rosie your sugar.
The lady's thanks to you. You've made her morning.
It's easy to know what Rosie wants.
She's not like Uncle Bill. We want to get Uncle Bill a present.
We saved a lot of money.
But we don't know what to buy him.
How much?
78 cents.
And 29 cents.
Ooh, a fortune.
If you think of anything, Mr. McGovern, you can tell us the next time we see you.
Well, there isn't going to be no next time, Tads. This is the last day here for me and the Rosa Killarney.
Where will you go?
Oh, well, I plan to go in for some new kind of work. I haven't decided yet which of several opportunities I'll be taking.
What about Rosie?
Rosie? Oh, she'll have a new home.
Where?
Well, of course, there's no end of offers for such as she. I just want to be sure she goes someplace where she's appreciated.
Buffy, I know. I know where to get Uncle Bill.
Rosie!
Looks like I caught you right in the middle of a bank robbery.
I'm trying to get my money out.
I've got mine.
You gonna spend it? All of it? Oh, it must have taken you a long time to save up that money. You sure you want to spend it all?
I'm sure. Me too.
Well, I guess you saw something you wanted, huh?
The most we ever wanted anything.
Something I could get for you? Okay, it's your money.
Uncle Bill? Are you going someplace?
Yep, I'm going all the way to the mailbox. I'll be back in a little while.
Then I'll show you what we bought.
Okay.
I bet he likes a horse just as good as a knitted tie.
Have a good day, ma'am. Hold it, hold it. You can't bring that thing up here.
Don't you like horses?
I got nothing against horses, but rules is rules. Do you see that sign?
Parking facilities for tenants and guests only.
Right.
Well, Mr. Bill Davis is a tenant, isn't he?
Mr. Davis? Sure.
This is his horse. Now.
His horse? Mr. Davis?
Rosie belongs to Uncle Bill.
He's very old.
Okay. Why are you giving me the reins?
A tenant will park your vehicle.
Not me. Just leave her.
We'll go get Uncle Bill, Mr. McGovern.
All right, you run along, my friends. I'll just keep Rosie company. Rosie, I'll not be a staying. We've had many good years together, and now I'm doing the best I can for you. Goodbye, Rosie Killarney. Long, long life, dear.
Uncle Bill!
No, but we expect him.
We got his present.
What? When? I mean, what? You two haven't been out shopping alone, have you?
It was delivered.
What was delivered?
It's something he doesn't have and anybody would want.
And it only cost us 78 cents and 29 cents.
But it's worth a lot more.
You'll never get.
Oh, probably not.
Come and see it.
Horse? That horse?
Isn't she beautiful?
McGovern sold you this animal?
But he said he'd wait here for us. I wonder why he didn't.
Oh, because he's escaped with the loot.
Don't you think Uncle Bill will be surprised?
Oh, very. The criminal left a clue. His permit with an address. All right, children, up to the apartment at once.
Where are you going?
Fine, Mr. McGovern.
What about Rosie?
Oh, she'll be all right for a while. She's too old to run away, and who would want to steal her? Now, off you go, quickly. Go on.
Mr. Finch! Well, now, this is an unexpected pleasure.
Yes, Mr. McGovern. Unless you make complete restitution, I must turn this matter over to the police.
Restitution, he says. Police, he says. And just what is it I'm supposed to restitute?
The coins that you took from Buffy and Jody by fraud?
Whoa now, Johnny Bully. I've been calling me Sharon names, but fraud ain't been among them, and it ain't gonna be as long as I can still make a fist.
No, do you deny the crime, sir?
It was a fair exchange. Their money for the Rose of Killarney.
A fair exchange with unsuspecting children?
They wanted a rare gift for their uncle, a man who has everything. And it just so happened that I decided to part with Rosie.
No, you took unfair advantage of their faith in you.
Advantage? There's small change for the pride of Erin. And didn't I give them the carriage as well?
Oh, come, Mr. McGovern, you're not talking to children now.
All right, Rosie's not as young as she was. Who is? But I wanted to find her a home. And when the Tad spoke with her uncle, he sounded like a man who'd look out for her.
Oh, come now, Mr. Davis is not running a home for superannuated horses.
Here's your money. I had no wish to take it from them, but I didn't want to spoil the joy the little ones had in buying a gift for their uncle.
Yes. Well, now, sir, we must ask you to come along with us and take your horse back.
I'll come and get Rosie. And she's well out of a place where she wouldn't be loved nor appreciated.
Mr. McGovern, sir, may we suggest that, well, there are societies which... Well, they pledge themselves to look after the elderly animals.
By all the books that's never been opened or shut, keep your pity and your suggestions to yourself, Mr. French. Rosie and me will make our way.
When can I open my eyes?
As soon as we share the supply.
You can open up your eyes.
Horse?
He is surprised.
Did you spend all your money on that horse?
Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, sure, yeah. She's beautiful, all right. I think maybe we should have talked this over, kids. I'm not so sure you're old enough to have a horse all your own.
Oh, she's not ours, Uncle Bill.
She's yours.
Mine.
You've given us so many presents.
And you looked so happy when Sissy gave you that tie she made.
We wanted to get you something extra special.
Something you didn't have.
And you didn't have a horse.
But now you do.
My name is Rosie, the Rose of Killarney.
She's run races with other horses. Don't you like her?
Maybe a horse wasn't a good idea.
Hmm? Oh, of course I like her. She's the best horse I ever had.
Really?
Really? She's the finest present in the whole wide world.
Honest?
Honest. And I'll never forget her.
Oh, sir. We had hoped to get back before you were faced with this four-legged disaster.
Oh, French, you're late for the presentation. Yes, you're now looking at the proudest and happiest horse owner in Greater Manhattan.
Oh, I am. We are, sir?
Bill, this is Mr. McGovern. He used to own Rosie, but he's going into another business.
That's how come we're so lucky.
Oh, Bill Davis, Mr. McGovern.
It's my pleasure. You're taken with Rosie?
Oh, completely.
She says the feeling is mutual.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some friends got a farm up near Danbury, Connecticut. We'll just send Rosie up there where she'll be nice and comfortable, and we can all go visit her on weekends, huh?
No, oh, Mr. McGovern. Under the circumstances, sir, this money, it's yours.
Mr. French, a deal is a deal.
I've got a sticker for you right now.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
You know, I always thought the way you make kids happy is to give them something. I just found out they're a lot happier if you let them give you something.
They're grandkids.
Say, how are you going to manage without your horse and carriage?
Oh, now that I know that Rosie will be looked after, I'll manage. Health and success to you, Mr. Davis, and the thanks of Emmett Parnell McGovern.
Well, French, we better find out some stable around here where we can board Rosie till we can get a van to send her up to Connecticut, right?
Very good.
Well,
how much simpler if only they'd chosen the gift certificate.
Everybody else got presents.
We didn't want you to feel bad.
Captain isn't as nice as a horse.
The superintendent said we could have it. He had all the cats he could use.
Thank you very much, children, but next time, may I suggest a simple shake of the hand, or at most, many happy returns of the day?